Meeting because we do have a quorum.
Ooh, is that an echo?
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
No problem. So I have some instructions to read as usual, which takes up about half the meeting. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners. If you're not on our mailing list and would like to add your name and become more involved in the neighborhood council system, please sign up at the table located over there. During the meeting tonight, we will discuss the items listed on the meeting agenda in numerical order unless I receive a request from a board member to take an item out of order. Copies of the agenda and related documents are available for you also on the table on the side. If any board member has a conflict of interest at the time an agenda item is announced for discussion, the board member should identify the general nature of the conflict, indicate that he or she is recusing him or herself from participating in the matter, and leave the room during the duration of the discussion of the item. Before we make a decision on any item, members of the public are provided with the opportunity to provide comments on the item under consideration. Members of the public who wish to speak on multiple agenda items shall be allowed to speak for a total of 5 minutes per meeting and may allocate time in 1 minute increments per item when the agenda item is called, or they may speak during the multiple agenda item comment period. During the multiple agenda item comment period, a member of the public may speak for up to 5 minutes on multiple agenda items. For new members, I don't know if you understood that because that was a big explanation. And what it means is that we have an item called multiple agenda, and sometimes speakers want to speak on all of them at once, and they have 5 minutes to do that. But they also can speak during the public comment also if they want to add something, and they have up to 3 minutes then. But that's what the multiple agenda item is. Okay. If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, then you may provide us with your comment during the public comments portion of the meeting. Public comments should be directed to the board rather than to individuals. Please understand that there are applicable laws that limit the actions that we may take during tonight's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you expressed. However, note that your concern may become the topic of a discussion at a future board meeting after we have had the chance to list the item on the agenda. Please fill out a speaker card for each agenda item you want to address so that you may be heard on any agenda item. You will be called by me when it is your turn to speak. Please be sure to place the number of the item or items you wish to speak about on the card or cards. Copies of the speaker cards are also located on the table at the side. If you intend, and you may turn them in on this end, and they get passed to me. Please fill out a speaker. Please be sure to place the number. To place the number of the item on the card. Copies of the speaker cards. If you intend to speak on any item or items, you must turn in your speaker card or cards prior to the start of the meeting or prior to the call of that item. Please hand the speaker cards to my left. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, then please take that discussion outside while our meeting is in session. We treat one another with respect. That means that we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch off your cell phone ringers to vibrate or silent. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we'll have the reading of the board.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Derek Guidos? Absent. Commissioner Lippman? Absent. Commissioner Wibby? Absent. Commissioner Regalado?
Here.
And Commissioner Avakian Karoglian?
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you very much. For the few of you that are here, we have two new board members, Commissioner Regalado and Commissioner Avakian Karoglian. Oh, I'm so good. Commissioner Regalado represents the South Bay area of Los Angeles, And Commissioner Avakian represents the Sunland-Tahunga area.
North Valley.
Oh, North Valley, I'm sorry. To be specific, all of North Valley.
Should I introduce themselves?
Why not?
I just thought it would be really nice if you guys, if you introduce yourselves. We can start with you, Susan.
I'm Susan Avakian Karolian. I'm the current treasurer of the Sunland-Tahunga Neighborhood Council, second year. I'm a loan officer. I own my own business. I have two boys, and I live in Sunland.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ray Regalado, and I am currently the president of Northwest San Pedro Neighborhood Council. Been with the neighborhood councils now for, this is my sixth year, been president now for my fifth year. Currently I'm with the Los Angeles County Human Relations Commission. I'm a project supervisor for the countywide dispute resolution program that actually the city attorney is one of our contract agencies along with 10 other community and governmental based organizations. I actually grew up in the San Gabriel Valley, but I was asked if I wanted to have any type of relationship with my wife that I would have to move to the South Bay, and I chose the South Bay, so that's a little bit about me.
Thank you very much. Number, let me get to my agenda here. I have a question, if it's okay with the commission. One of our guests in the audience, Glenn Bailey, has another meeting to attend, and he represents the budget advocates. So that's number 10 on our agenda, and I was wondering if I could move it up.
Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, the president has the prerogative to move agenda items as he chooses to.
All right. So, Mr. Bailey, why don't you come on up and tell us about budget advocates, which are meeting tonight.
Thank you, Glenn Bailey. And since no one else is here from budget advocates, I'll speak for them. They are meeting tonight because their normal first Monday was last night. So because of the holiday, they moved it one day later in conflict, obviously. So headed to City Hall. So the report that I gave at your last meeting still stands. But for the benefit of the two new commissioners, just want to recap a couple of highlights. So the budget advocates are pretty much fully staffed with three budget advocates per region of the 12 regions, 36 total. They've been keeping up with replacing vacancies. They have assigned, populated their various committees, which cover virtually every single city department, the unions, and this year various issue areas, which you can, I think it's on the website, but they've chosen issue areas this time, including revenue and some other things that we should get. I'll get a list to you, okay? The other thing I mentioned was the regional budget day, which has varied any time from October, November, January, February in past years, and it looks like they're leaning towards a January regional budget day, and that's good because it's sort of in the middle of the whole cycle when we do Congress and Empower LA Awards and the annual budget day. But the reason I mention it to give you advance notice is that because there are five or six held throughout the city, the commissioners are urged to participate in that process for if you have a budget day, regional budget day in your local area, and you know, I know your folks would love to see you there. So I just wanted to keep you posted on that as details come forward, and maybe they'll.
There's no date yet for January.
No date yet. Maybe tonight we'll get a date. We are juggling several things. We know that there's the Empowerment Congress that's usually on the Martin Luther King holiday, and that's normally when the budget advocates meet the third Saturday. So trying to juggle things so we avoid major conflicts like we have in the past. So stay tuned. The other thing I just wanted to share that I didn't share at the last meeting was the budget advocates are really trying to be more proactive in making sure the budget advocates get to all of the neighborhood council meetings, the board meetings, on a somewhat regular basis, not every month, but every quarter. So if you could help, because I know you're out at your meetings, if you hear any word that you know, folks particularly have an issue and they want a budget advocate and they don't know how to reach their person, let us know and we'll make sure we do that. You should expect to see a budget advocate there, like I said, quarterly, sometimes more often. That doesn't mean that they won't get periodic email updates, but having that one-on-one time. And the other thing that I think I did ask was we are asking that the neighborhood councils agendize specific line item for report from the budget advocates. That allows not only the report to be given, but an opportunity for give and take dialogue. And so some neighborhood councils are doing that and some are not. And it really doesn't work very well when it's public comment and it's at the very end of a long agenda. And there's not the opportunity for the dialogue, the question and answer. So you could help us by supporting us on that. So I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Off
to City Hall.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, can Mr. Bailey have an opportunity just to remind us about Congress of Neighborhoods this Saturday since he's leaving?
Well, I'm sure that Gracie has that. Right. So Congress is this Saturday. Last I heard, there was about 500 registrations. So there's usually a large number coming in the last several days. So we're not quite at the 800 we had last year, but I think we're at the number we had last year at, you know, 4 days before the Congress. So if you haven't registered, please do. If you know anyone that's interested, please have them register. We want to have a name tag already prepared for them. We do that in advance to save time. So it's very important they register ahead of time. Also, we make a decision on the amount of food to order and to adjust our order accordingly. And so you probably know there's 40 different workshops. The mayor will be speaking in the morning session this time, the last I heard. It's been an up and down roller coaster. And Supervisor Ridley Thomas, last I heard, will also be speaking during that opening session. So we have a 2-for-1. for the opening session, so they got to juggle to be able to keep on schedule. So it'll probably be just those two, and everything else will have to be condensed. So please do come, and you know there's opportunities at some of the workshops where we have elected city officials, legal issues, city budget, the budget led by budget advocates, planning, just any number of different things. So please. You know, if the commissioners could make themselves visible at various different sessions, that would help. Two things that are new this year. There's a number of things that are new, but two of the things are a president's roundtable, president and vice president's roundtable, and a secretary's roundtable. And particularly of interest is, you know, because there have been issues that when people get to be president or vice president, they really don't know, unless they've done it before, they really don't know what all is involved. So it hopefully gives people some insights on that. And secretaries, same thing. It's a big job also. People don't realize. So anyway, there's a lot of other things. Please take a look at the program. Encourage your neighborhood councils. We do have some that have no registration yet. We're working on that. We're targeting them. I may, if I have an updated list, I may send that out to the commission. And if you could help by sending an email, if you happen to know someone from those neighborhood councils, we want all 97 to be represented. We're working really hard to try to get that. You could help us getting the stragglers to register. Is that what you had in mind, Carmen?
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Commissioner Schaefer.
No, he's got a question. Go ahead. He's got a question. I had a comment.
Do you have any idea when that list might come out? Because tomorrow we're having an alliance meeting, and I can hit up all the South Bay neighborhood councils who may not lagging. So just
okay. I have a tally that's I think a day old, but it's not, it hasn't been broken down. It's the point is I could try to get it tonight or tomorrow morning, if that helps, and just send to all the commissioners. So if you check your email before your meeting, what we have are the people who've registered, so we have to go in and figure out which neighborhood councils are missing. So it takes a little bit of time to go through 500 names and do all that. But we can do that, and we'll get that done. So that'd be very helpful. So that's, Hank. Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So just a suggestion, probably, in case they get a little busy with that list, it might be a good idea, because they do have a list of all neighborhood councils in your area, maybe just send out a general one, even if they have RSVP'd, and just say, don't forget, come, it's a good day, or something like that. Okay. All right, I want to make note that it's 6:23, and we now have Commissioner Lippman and Commissioner Wiebe here. So, okay.
Comment? Quick comment with regards to the Congress for the commissioners. If you have a chance, please stop by the table with Emergency Management Department. They're pushing their newest iteration of combination of JumpStart and Map Your Neighborhood, and you might want to get that information out to your neighborhood councils.
Thank you, Commissioner. Wayne, question. You have a public comment card for number 3, and then you skip down to 8, 9, 10. Do you want to speak on all of them doing multiple, or do you want to do them one at a time? I guess I should have asked Mr. Poppett. Sorry. One at a time. Okay, thank you. All right, then for number 3, you have a comment about the introduction of our new commissioners.
Yeah.
Item number 3.
You can speak to item number 10 that you just did.
So then we skip number 10 or 3?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, he wants to speak on
each one. Look at this there. Which one?
Hold on a minute.
He wants to speak on each one as they're called to. I guess you can do 3 and then you can do 10.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
One of these fucking numbers.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Which one?
Number 3, right? That's the next one on our item. That's
I thought you were on number 10.
No, that was just because Mr. Bailey had to
leave.
Yeah,
but I put a card on 10.
That's okay.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, we speak on number 10.
Okay, well, okay, then speak on number 10. We'll take it out of order. It's okay.
Yeah, then we'll go back to number 3.
I would rather go back to number 3 and keep it back in order. I just did that for Mr. Bailey so he could leave.
Excuse me, really? Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins. Aww. Since we call agenda item number 10 out of order, it's appropriate to take public comment on that item at this time.
Okay. Sorry. Then do number 10.
All right. Puppets right again.
All right.
All right. So what are these people really going to do? Who makes the agenda for the budget? The mayor. And Herb Wesson. That's it. Nobody else has anything else to do with it except Herb Wesson and Mayor Garcetti. So the rest of these people, it's why I got to bring a puppet to a public meeting like this, because that's it. We just got a bunch of puppets sitting around with titles. Name one time you've changed that budget. Now, what you are doing, though, is you're not giving Skid Row Neighborhood Council that you cheated them out of. And you got a very nice black man there, victim of racial discrimination, which our new commissioner here, Regalado, should know about, is that they cheated Skid Row out of a neighborhood council by disproportionately counting online votes by white people to discredit the in-paper balloting of black people in Skid Row. And you don't do shit about it. Where's the civil rights investigation? You ain't doing shit. Absolutely shit.
That's item number 10 then, so that is done. Back to item number 3, which is back into our order of the agenda.
Let's see here. Raimundo Regalado. Hate crime, victim support. Well, there we go. Is handing in a speaker card a protected activity? Is putting a drawing on a speaker card under a Brown Act meeting a protected activity? Should people have restraining orders issued against them because they attend a public meeting? I wonder if you took that up yet. No, no, you haven't taken my case up, have you? Now you just sit around. Well, I got Herb Wesson using all of his friends to go around, go to KCBS on Monday and label me a member of one of 95 hate groups in California. And I just got fired by two clients today. So I'm in a real shitty mood today. A real shitty mood. And you got to call this fucking dog Herb Wesson off my fucking ass. Because it's costing me major business. And pretty soon I'm going to get pissed off. Now, I haven't got pissed off yet. You watch. This son of a bitch has got to be stopped. Dog needs to have a leash. And you know what? I'm a victim of a hate crime. It's called Herb Wesson. That's why he's a son of a bitch.
Item number four, do we have any neighborhood councils that presented any community impact statements? We don't have anything on record on that. Okay. So we go on to number five. I think I asked if anybody has any multiple, if they want to speak on all the agenda items at once. Okay. Number six is the approval of the minutes of the meeting of August 21st, 2017, Board of Neighborhood Commissioners regular meeting minutes on August 21st. Has everybody read their minutes? Or do you have any discussion?
I think I looked at everything. Okay.
I don't think I saw any errors, but Mr. Schaefer is looking. I don't want to rush, but I would take a motion for acceptance if.
I don't recall any problems, so I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I second.
All right, the minutes have been approved. Thank you very much.
Wait, we need a vote. Any?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyone opposed to passing the minutes?
Should we all say, raise our hands if we, on agreement that the minutes should be passed? I thought we could just do a
there's no objection.
Acceptance.
There's no objection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Number
so
seven.
So no objections. The minutes are approved. Right?
We have two new commissioners who weren't present, so they should be recorded as abstaining on the vote.
All right. We still have four. All right.
So you might want to do a roll call so he can have an accurate record.
Okay, so on the acceptance of the minutes, we will do a roll call as suggested by the city attorney. So if you could call the roll.
Commissioner Wiebe?
I'm just looking for a point of clarification because I had to leave the meeting before the last two agenda items were addressed. So what is my
status?
My legal option here as far as voting? Abstain? Yes. All right. Thank you. I abstain.
So if so, we only have therefore three commissioners who were at the last meeting. Should we save the passage of these minutes until the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to table.
All right. All right. Do we need a second? A second for?
Yeah, actually, you do, yeah.
All right. And then we'll have a...
Okay. Formally, I'll make a motion to table approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
I'll second.
All right. Any objection? All right. Thank you. Okay. We are now at our special part of our meeting early on, the commemoration of the 15-year anniversary of the certification of the following neighborhood councils: Mid-City West Community Council and Hollywood United Neighborhood Council. I believe Ms. Liu is going to make a presentation.
Good evening, commissioners and community members. Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. I am happy to be honoring two of our Central Neighborhood Councils today or tonight. And first up will be Mid-City West Community Council. And this is their 15-year anniversary, and I do want to say, you know, Mid-City West has been amazing advocates for their community. They started off actually with one of the largest boards in the city. They're not as quite as large, but they're definitely doing as big projects, whether it's like getting grants for their community, and recently they won the Empower LA Awards, and we were recognized for that on Friday. So I want to bring up Emily and to kind of speak about what they're doing and how amazing they are, and then we'll give you guys the award.
Hi, Emily Cantrum. On behalf of our 35-member board with no vacant seats, I might add, Mid-City West Community Council is grateful for this recognition. We are very proud of the kind of commitment we've made to our neighbors in the past 15 years, as well as to our location, with projects like bringing $2.5 million of grant funding for multimodal street enhancements from Metro LA with the help of Council District 5, our conviction that new affordable housing must be a priority in our neighborhood, to our annual participation in the opt-in program for the Greater Los Angeles Homeless Count, and our leadership in the Midtown Los Angeles Homeless Coalition. Mid-City West is active, reactive, and proactive in fulfilling our dual mandate from the Los Angeles City Charter. It is our history of success that allows someone like myself, a first-term board member, to look at our 15-year history and ask if we can do better. As a member of four committees, co-chair of one, I've asked that our board consider where we are right now in our efforts to connect our stakeholders to the services provided for them through the City of Los Angeles. We will be both exploring and celebrating this idea with our 15th anniversary this fall, co-sponsored by Film LA and County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl's office, with support from Council Districts 4 and 5, where the Education and Social Services Committee will be organizing the screening of a family-friendly film and conducting quality of life surveys for the Fairfax Village Improvement Ad Hoc Committee. I hope that you'll follow us on Facebook or sign up for our newsletter at midcitywest.org to stay in touch. Thank you.
I'm happy to present to you, Emily, your certificate for 15 years. And this is the 15-year pin. It's just one. We will bring the other 34 to the neighborhood council.
Thank you very much.
Make sure that they get them. I don't know if the... we're going to actually take a picture of the whole... With the commissioners. I don't know if the commissioners wanted to say anything before we...
Well, I'll start. I want to obviously congratulate Mid-City West. I feel a little closest to Mid-City West because the department keeps getting confused about Mid-City West and Mid-City. And so oftentimes you're in my area, and I said, I don't think they're in South L.A.
You get a lot of calls, too.
So, but I feel like, you know, I follow a lot of what you do because I keep getting information, and I keep wanting to tell everybody it's done. They're not in my area, but, you know, you can keep sending me the information. But you do a lot of really, really good work and are really an example of the best practices that we need to share with our other neighborhood councils. And you've done so much work, and I'm glad that you've been honored by, you know, Dunn, and certainly in the city council and at the neighborhood of Congress. So I just wanted to say congratulations. That I'm really... impressed with this particular neighborhood council.
Well, I am Commissioner Wavy, so happy to meet in person more stakeholders and board members, 35 board members, and you're on four committees and a chairperson. That is highly commendable. I'm just thrilled, this being the beginning of my second year as a commissioner, to be able to meet in person more of the individuals that are putting so much time and volunteer effort into their community. Mid-City West is in my area, it's in the central area, and I hope that this is the year that I'm able to get out and to attend every neighborhood council meeting. But when it came to the awards this year, you know, each commissioner who heads up a particular area was not allowed in the room when their area was being vetted. So I was very happy to know that Mid-City West did receive an award this year. I think that your work is exemplary. And I hope that at some point you may be able to share your best practices with some of the other neighborhood councils. May not have quite as much experience, and it's always nice to share information. It's just a wonderful practice. And again, just thank you so much for all that you're doing for your area and for the city of Los Angeles.
Can you get up and take a picture?
Yeah, picture time. Okay, where's our... That's a good
place. Picture. Get used to this. Sometimes.
You can't take the picture. You've got to be in it.
Let's move over a little closer.
It's not me. Should I?
One of you guys.
Mara's going to send it to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure his camera is better than mine.
Okay.
My phone is...
Thank you very much. Thank you. See you on Saturday, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right now. Oh,
yes. Thank you again.
7:30 in the morning.
Thanks. Congratulations. So I believe Hollywood United Neighbor Councils was not able to, nobody from Hunk, right, was not able to attend tonight, so we will make sure that they receive their 15-year anniversary certificate at their next board meeting, and their pins, too. Thank you.
Hunk. Yes, Hunk.
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 Hunk it up.
Bridge wins, you know, Hollywood. Time. Hollywood Hunks.
There you go.
What did she just say?
Can't do anything with
Hunk's
mine.
Hunk's not here.
CHNC.
Oh, so we're not going to do him?
We're not going to give him.
Hollywood Hills.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay. So Hollywood United Neighborhood Council will get their kudos later and all their pins and
Hollywood
certificates.
Studio District.
Is that also your area? That's also your, well, yeah, this
yes.
Is, that would be your area. Okay. All right. So now we have, we're on to number 8, verbal updates from representatives of the mayor, Los Angeles City Council, and any city representative. But I know Poppet has a comment.
Poppet?
Yeah, he's Poppet today. Poppet, I'm sorry.
Anybody here from the mayor's office? Anybody here from the councilman's office? Anybody here from any of the other representatives or boards of the city? No, because they don't give a shit about this commission, and they don't give a shit about you. That's why. Where's Mitchell Ferro, the criminal? Where's Mayor Garcetti, the criminal? Nobody's here. Even Hunk failed to show up tonight. It's a dying breed, this place. This neighborhood engagement is a failure. Mr. Herman was right last week. If you saw him at your confirmation hearings, he says, fuck civil engagement, yes. And tonight we have proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Shut the meeting down. Shut down, bonk. Thank you.
Okay. Item number nine, not sure on the agenda. This is the discussion of various central area neighborhood councils, but we've heard from one. Are there any other neighborhood councils would like to give us an update on what's going on in their area? No? Okay.
Moving on.
All right, so we will move the agenda along to number, we did 10, well, we're to at number 11, which is general public comment. comments from the public on non-agenda items within the board's subject matter. And again, we have Wayne, the civil rights victim. 3 minutes.
So, here's what happens. May the 11th, 2016, I go to a meeting and a proposal for DWP. Herb Wesson chairs the meeting along with Marquise Harris Dawson as the co-chair. I fill out some racial epithets and some other intensifiers on a speaker card, and I hand it in. He calls it, I speak, I sit down, and he reads the description of the card and says, some idiot filled out this card. And here's what it says. I'm noting the Mr. City Attorney. Then he disrupts the meeting. He throws me out. 2 days later, on May 13, 2016, literally on the steps of City Hall on Main Street to enter into the Friday meeting, a swarm of LAPD officers arrest me and held me for 8.5 hours and charged me with a felony committing a criminal threat under PC 422 of the code. Since that time, Herb Wesson has been using Danny Bakewell to do press conferences and other types of outreach to label me a racist and a terrorist. I have lost over $140,000 of business. I'm out of cash. And I have emotional problems now that's preventing me from working. I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for 22 years. And today I do immigration work, and I find out DACA was canceled. So I know how to fix problems like that. But you guys keep letting Herb Wesson conduct this campaign of war. I'm in litigation in federal court currently against him. He's trying me in the media using Danny Bakewell as recently as Monday last week on KCAL and KCBS, where Pat Harvey in her five-part series on hate issues a complete and total lie in a report that I'm one of 95 hate groups in California, and her guest host, Danny Bakewell. This is going to stop. I am tired of these fucking people. I am tired. And I'm not going to get to the point where I'm out there like on Bronson with those guys living in the trailers. You're not going to break me like that. I'm going to break you. Now, I had a job I did before I was an attorney. I had a career change. Basically, I was told you can become an attorney, an accountant, or continue with your current job, but we're going to put a bullet in your head. So I chose to go back to school, and I chose law. I had three choices. Now, I'm not going to go back and work for my old employer. I put that behind me. But you guys are supposed to protect the Brown Act, the California Constitution, and the right to speak at a public meeting. Tell Herb Wesson, don't try this shit again. Settle it with me. I need a financial settlement. I need to get the hell out of here because this guy has destroyed my reputation and my life. And for what? Why does he do it? Why? You know, his wife just got a job at AQMD as their outreach coordinator. Two of his sons work on two paid positions with the city. You know that you're a mortgage director. You know that he had two mortgages he didn't pay?
Time. Wayne.
You have a criminal running the city council. And what are you doing here? You're sitting on your ass looking at me. Get out there and do something about it. Because he's a serial perjurer, he's a liar, and he's a son of a bitch for doing that when I'm exercising my rights my life destroyed over
it. You're going over your time.
Oh, I should go over my time. I should be given as much time as I want.
So thank you.
I should be given as much time as I want. Until you're going to get on the phone, and you're going to sit there with your friend Wesson, you're going to tell him to back this shit off. You really need to get him under control. I went to the county board meeting. I said the same thing today. Because I'm sick of it.
All right, Wayne.
You got to stop. You know how hard it is to have to deal with this? I got clients today. I get fired by a goddamn client I've been representing for 6 years. You know how hard that is? You realize how hard that is? What I have to go through? How easy it is for this guy to call up his surrogates and make up shit like that? publish that on a major TV station anytime they want. What's my angle?
Your time is up.
Why? They get unlimited time to destroy my life. Why am I not allowed to talk?
But you usually keep to the time, and you're not. What?
Why?
The time. You usually do.
Well, they don't.
Well.
They don't keep to their time.
Well, here.
Pat Harvey, KCBS. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Hate crimes, part three.
Here we keep to a time, and we always do, and you know.
You're supposed to be the community empowerment. You tell me where the hell is the empowerment for me? When's it going to stop?
Wayne, can you please sit
down? Give me a date. You tell me when it's going to stop.
Wayne, can you let our meeting continue, please?
When's it going to stop? Your meeting doesn't mean anything. What's happening to me is the most important thing going on in this city right now. When is it going to stop?
Wayne.
We can't help you.
Wayne, we understand.
You can help me. You know him.
Wayne.
You know the mayor.
Wayne.
You can call him up today and hold a meeting at the Getty House today and stop the whole thing.
Will you be good enough to sit down, please?
Well, why don't you do it?
Will you be good enough to sit
down? You enjoy it, that's why, don't you?
Will you be good enough to sit down?
You enjoy this, don't you? You enjoy watching a person be destroyed. How the hell can I respond to KCBS2? What do I have, my own TV station?
Will you be good enough to sit down, please?
How far are you going to take this crap?
Okay.
You know? How far?
Thank you.
How far are you going to take this? You know? I think I've gotten about up to this point, don't you? Looking down at your phones. Don't mean
Deputy
a shit.
Deputy Attorney Carmen Hawkins, Commissioner, at this point, if you'd like to take a recess because we cannot get the public speaker to stop and he is obstructing this business from being...
Obstructing? What are you doing? You're an attorney. You're a city. You work for the city attorney.
I move that
what law is being broken by that?
That we recess, not adjourn.
You know?
I move that we recess the meeting for 5 minutes.
You and your city family. This is your city family.
All right. The meeting will recess for 5 minutes.
Get a free water.
I think from now on we have. Oh, thank you,
Debbie.
When you're in her area, she.
Napkins.
You're so cute.
She could have laid it on the table.
Central area.
Gracie Lee, General Manager for the Department of Neighbor Empowerment. Last week, we were very excited on Friday when City Council declared September Civic Engagement Month, much. Due to a lot of neighbor council work and the great volunteers we have citywide, we also opened our bridge display, which is up for the month of September, which will be between just between City Hall and City Hall East. And I think most of the folks here have seen it, but it's a really great display in terms of the advocacy, showing the advocacy and the work of the neighbor councils over the last 15 years. So for the Congress, as you already know from Glenn, it is on Saturday, so make sure you get there early, you get a great breakfast, and are there for the opening session so that you don't miss Mayor Garcetti and our keynote speaker, County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas. So the other thing that we did that we didn't really advertise, but it's part of our, well, we did with the Pat Brown Institute of Cal State Los Angeles. Last Monday, we did the first civic university for city staff. And we partnered with the mayor's office and Pat Brown Institute, and Ray Sun and Shine came and gave a presentation to basically a standing room only capacity in the city council chambers, who were all city staffers. And our hope is to continue to provide such education. One of the things that we're doing this year is that we have a Fuse Core Fellow coming on to help us create an Office of Civic Engagement, which is specifically to educate city departments on effective civic engagement techniques and to create a standard of outstanding civic engagement on the city side. This partnership with Pat Brown Institute is just one of the ways that we'll be working on this. We're also looking at a partnership with the Advancement Project to get feedback from the community about ways that the city departments could be more effective with their civic engagement. On subdivision policy, we are finishing our report back to the Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council Committee, and we should be filing that by the end of this week. It will have some recommendations for changes to the ordinance, very similar to what the commission is already looking at, both the last meeting and tonight as well. The other thing that we are concerned about, too, is that in the future, applications that we don't receive, applications that are focused very specifically on one stakeholder type, such as an HOA. So that is something that we'll be recommending language in the ordinance to address issues like that. Lastly, the last Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council's committee meeting, there were some recommendations to be forwarded to City Council in regards to the 2018 elections. As you know, they voted to recommend that 2018 elections go to 2019, but to have a selection process for those neighborhood councils who still want to hold a process to select new board members. So that went out on Friday, a selection stipulation worksheet for those neighborhood councils who may wish to do that. And they will have 2 months to review it, make that decision, and take action on that stip sheet. And then once they return it to us, it's an overlay on their bylaws, and we'll start working with them to make sure the selection process is completed. Until City Council adopts that final motion, though, we are waiting to proceed on the other instructions that we were given. And my understanding is that it's on the City Council agenda for later this month, possibly the 26th. So we're waiting for final City Council action. And with that, I'm happy to take any other questions you may have.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Could you repeat that about, I was doing something with that civic engagement. Who is it that's going to be having an individual doing that?
So there's a Neighborhood Council Civic University.
Right.
Oh, are you talking about Office of Civic
Engagement? No, at the Civic University, yeah.
Okay. So Civic University is a program from PBL. The Pat Brown Institute. So they do it for various community members, and they partner with the mayor's office to do it to certain community groups and obviously to the neighborhood councils. What we did in combination with the mayor's office is have a civic university for city staff. Mm-hmm. And I think what our next step would be was to have one specifically for city council member staff, and to the education that they're receiving is basically how the power structures of City Hall work, and where neighborhood councils fit into this, you know, kind of educating them about neighborhood council system and the effective ways of civic engagement.
Now, you had mentioned something about an individual who would be.
Yes. So we receive funding from the mayor's office to hire on a FUSE Corps fellow, FUSE, F-U-S-E, Corps fellow. The FUSE Corps basically takes people who are in mid-career in the private sector who are interested in working as a fellow for the government for a year. And so we were lucky enough to get some funding for this. And the FUSE Corps will be coming on October 1st and assisting us with the research to creates this Office of Civic Engagement.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's called the Office of what?
Civic Engagement.
Civic Engagement.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Wiebe?
Thank you. Just curious about how the information will be going out to the neighborhood councils for them to review. You said there's a two-month period, and I'm assuming that was about the elections, whether or
yes.
not it's the,
so yeah. if neighborhood councils want to do C-election, and they currently do elections in 2018, there's a handful. There's about six neighborhood councils who really felt like they needed to still have some type of election/selection process next year. So they will have this option to do the selection and override their bylaws, so they don't have to worry about changing their bylaws. However, even if 2018 elections are, if City Council adopts that, we will likely open bylaw amendments back up, and we'll likely open subdivision back up as well. And so that's why we're waiting to see when City Council will do the final action on this.
And I think I just missed this part. When the information goes out, will it be?
Yes. So it's gone out in the Neighbor Council monthly profile on Friday. I also resent an email. There was a small error on the STIP sheet, so we made that correction and sent it out again today to all Neighbor Council board members.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry, and I should also add to one of the other things that we're doing in September is that we're doing a demographic survey of our neighbor council board members so we can show the diversity of the neighbor council system citywide.
Okay.
And so we're asking for information, three pieces of information: gender, age range, and ethnicity. So the age range is pretty broad, except for like the younger ages, which we're trying to determine, you know, how many youth and what grades, or you know, if they're middle school, high school, or college, if they're in that age range, and then after that is by decade, and ethnicity, and the survey is optional, though at this point, at the end of the month, whatever information we don't have, I will be asking staff to basically do a visual guess, and we'll note that, you know, which board members we did this for, only so that we can have some type of foundational information about the neighbor councils. And the information is confidential to, like, the individual's name, so even though we're collecting it based on who the individual is, if anyone asks us for that information, we will provide information in aggregate form. So it'll be like 43% are women, or however many percentage are this age range. Their names will not be linked back directly to their demographic information.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a little confused by that. Commissioner Schaefer, a little confused by that. When you say won't be linked back,
to their names.
I'm not quite sure I understand that. Like, if you asked about Tarzana Neighborhood Council, then somebody would give you a breakdown. Where would the names come in? I'm not quite sure.
The names wouldn't come in. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, if it was something information for me, I'm on a certain neighborhood council, you know, we would have the information from the person themselves, because they will put their names in the survey. So, you know, Gracie Lou, age range of 20 to 30, you know.
Okay, so you're going to be surveying each board member.
Correct.
Thank you.
And then, but whenever we use the information, it will not go back to that individual again. It will just be in an aggregate form.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the commission? Okay. Mr. Puppet or Friend.
Well, what a treat. As the two commissioners, you're going to meet the victim of the biggest online voting fraud scheme in the United States history. And you haven't banned it yet. Online voting must die. Absolutely must get rid of it. and an Office of Civic Engagement? What the hell is that? What do you need an Office of Civic Engagement? Is this like, it's like being back in Berlin in 1988 on the East Side. You know, it really is. You know, you guys need to study history. Study the East Bloc. Everybody had a department for everything. Department of Toothpaste. Department of Bread. Office of Civic Engagement. And then you're on a $200,000 to $1 million, and Herb Wesson's only going to give you $106,000 on your last-minute report. The Herb Wesson doesn't give a shit about civic engagement, and he's totally shitting on you when he takes 90% of your budget and cuts it. Tell Herb Wesson what I'd like to tell him. Fuck you, Herb Wesson.
I have a question again for the city attorney. General Jeff is here. Didn't realize that we took item number 10 early, which was public comment, because one of our
number 11
speakers had to go.
Oh, wait a minute. No, number 11 is general. Number 10 is
budget. Yeah, number 10. I'm sorry. Yeah, so number 10. So we went through, we did public comment on number 10 already.
Oh, he wants to comment.
That's what I was saying. So I wanted to take it out of order again and let General Jeff speak. Since he wasn't here when we did item number 10, because we did it, we made it item like number 3. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I actually filled out public comment cards for 14 and regular public comment. So is 14 still coming up?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. So this is my regular general public comment time,
yeah,
right? Thank you. My name is General Jeff. I'm the chair of the Skid Row Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. We are still active. Thank you. But I'm here before you now.
Hold on just a second.
Sorry.
You're speaking on 10, right?
11.
General
public comment.
11.
Okay. Not have an agenda in front of
you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Did I get my time back? Yes. I'm reclaiming my time. No. Okay. Thank you. General Jeff from Skid Row. And I'm here on behalf of the Skid Row community. First, I want to welcome the new commissioners. It's so great to see that, we have good new energy. However, I want to bring to the full commissioners' attention that the issues in Skid Row, as I'm sure you're all aware of, are still dire. They're still inhumane conditions. Technically, right now, we're represented by the Board of Directors for the Downtown Los Angeles Neighborhood Council, of which I formerly served on from 2008 to 2014. The Downtown Los Angeles Neighborhood Council is extremely ineffective in addressing Skid Row's issues. Dunn is having difficulties helping D-Link accomplish anything and establishing any type of beginning dialogues to resolve and address any issues in Skid Row, and I'm here before this board to we're crying out for help. We need the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners to hold Dunn accountable and also hold D-Link accountable to do something about Skid Row. We tried to start a Skid Row Neighborhood Council at this point that it was not effective. We didn't get the desired outcome. So right now we're still relying on D-Link. They have a Urban Needs and Issues Committee that's supposed to specifically address Skid Row issues. They have not met since July. If you look at their last July agenda, they had zero new business items. And of their old items, one got tabled. The other three are just perpetual, and there's zero resolve. What is going on? We need help, and we need the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners to hold these folks accountable. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so back on the order of the day, item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding amendments to Section 22.819 of Article 3 of Chapter 28 of the Los Angeles Administrative Code, which has to do with Neighborhood Council Subdivision Ordinance 184526 and proposed amendments to Subdivision Ordinance. And if you look with your attached material, there's agenda item number 13. Turn back to pages aren't numbered. But anyway, the proposed amendments to the Administrative Code are listed in your packet. All right. Mr. Schaefer, did you want to address it, since some of these were originally introduced by you?
Yeah, this is
my attempt to draft something. I believe, as I said at the last commission meeting, the first addition, which is to subdivision A, would deal with outreach to both the area of the proposed subdivision and the affected neighborhood councils. B would put outreach on the department itself. It's a new section, a new B section, would put the onus on the department to make sure that within the subdivision area and the affected neighborhood councils that there are town hall meetings. And the one difference is that the town hall should be not only within the subdivision area, but also within the affected neighborhood councils, if possible. But that would not relieve those pushing the subdivision of their own obligations for outreach. As I discussed last time, that one of the biggest changes would be that before any election, the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners would get the approved application and the bylaws, and that we would have to hold a meeting within 30 days within the proposed subdivision for approval of the bylaws and proposed boundaries. That would be before any vote was taken, as opposed to after any vote is taken. Having watched the arguments both with regards to Skid Row and Herman, a lot of the disagreements had to do with boundaries. And if those were settled beforehand and everybody knew exactly what it was, everybody might not be happy with it, but at least they'd have a full information as to what it was they were voting on and about. And also that would lead to greater transparency, because some of the issues with regards to boundaries and bylaws, if there were issues, would be aired in public. And everybody would have an opportunity to have their say, to yell, to scream, to do whatever they wanted to. But they would have an opportunity for input before the vote, and that, to me, is a very important thing. One thing that one thing that I wondered about, and because I put in there that the department would forward to the board the approved application petition and bylaws and proposed subdivision, and I believe the draft that actually went out in the GM's report was the one we talked about last month with a revision, and it actually would be that the commission would review the subdivision application. And my thought was, and this might raise a little controversy, but my thought was that the commission would have the ability to go over it once again in public. And General Manager Liu just mentioned one of the things, and apparently we're in agreement, and look at it and say, well, perhaps this isn't within the spirit of what we meant by subdivision. There is one group that I've heard talking that would like to take all of the business areas from four neighborhood councils in the valley and form their own neighborhood council. and perhaps everything would look proper, but the commission would have the ability to look at it and say this is not within the spirit of what was meant by subdivision, and therefore we can't approve of this. And we would have the opportunity as the second position on that approval, which, once again, although the department does a very good job, would mean that that type of thing would be at a public hearing and would be out in the open, and people who wanted to object to the subdivision because they thought it was wrong, not because they didn't like it. I mean, anybody can come and say, I don't like it, I don't think they should break off, and it's terrible, and it's this, that, and the other thing. But if they came up with some cogent reason with regards to why this wasn't within the meaning or what we look for with regards to neighborhood councils, because there might be a single stakeholder group, which was also mentioned, something like a homeowners association, that would come in and try and do it. So that is actually within the one that went out to the public. I'm sorry I didn't notice that it wasn't in this one. The rest would be pretty straightforward. There'd be an election for approval of the subdivision after everything had been aired in public, and that if possible, and I always say to the extent possible, that not only would the election be held within the subdivision area, but if possible, there'd be a polling place or places within the affected neighborhood councils or councils. Once the election was held and once the election was certified, then my thought was it would come back to the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners for a formal certification. And the reason for that is that that would be a definitive end to the administrative process, which means that if somebody wanted to do something, obviously that particular thing would probably be subject to 245 of the charter. That means it could be taken up before the city council, unless there was some provision that said it was not to be done so, but at least it would be the end of the administrative process, and persons who wish to challenge it, say in a court of law, would have some place to go with it. For, you know, it would be definitive at that end. So those are my suggestions. We requested some changes at our last meeting, and I did make those changes, and that's the one that went out to the public. My fault for not seeing that some of those changes weren't here. I know that Glenn Bailey also made some changes, that it's affect instead of effect. So those were also changed, and that's how I know for sure, because I did make those changes. But I think that this should be out for at least another one of our meetings, maybe two. I'm not sure how the commissioners would feel, so that we could get any feedback, if there's going to be any, from the neighborhood councils. You know, personally, I don't know. They may feel that they don't really care. But at least give them the opportunity. So that's my report on it.
Commissioner Atkinson, just for the purposes of the new members, it always seemed like the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners, this board, got the information after the fact. Neighborhood council would form, and they'd present their geographic area, and they'd have these town hall meetings, and they'd kind of, I mean, their meetings, and there were different complaints from different people about where the meetings were held and when they were held. And so for a matter of openness, if we could get the information ahead of time, there are a lot of decisions that could be made in fairness and in transparency that would not have all, you know, cause these problems, because I won't use an example, but for an example, you know, that if we were okaying a neighborhood council, all the people show up and talk about they didn't know about the geographic area. They didn't know about a lot of the changes. They didn't know about the meetings. If we could alleviate that some way by doing a lot of this work ahead of time, that's the purpose of some of Commissioner Chafer's ideas.
Well, and I would add, Commissioner Libman here, I would add that I felt like we lacked a certain sense of agency as a commission. You know, we had people coming to us saying, you know, this is happening or that is happening. And because the ordinance, the administrative code said that we really couldn't act on anything until after the election happened in the neighborhood, it was like we kind of, our hands were tied. Like, we didn't have any authority to do anything but just sort of hear these things out and try and obviously work with the department, but we couldn't formally do anything. So this, I feel, this gives us a little bit more authority to act on behalf of the public or in the interest of the public before this election happens, more so than it did in the current system. My question, Commissioner Schaefer, so this is written into the administrative code, so I'm assuming this would need to, if amended, go through City Council. Is that correct?
Yes. First, I guess the real process would be somebody would introduce a motion. It would go to the new committee, to Councilmember Rue's committee. It would go back to City Council. It would then go to the City Attorney's Office, where they would massage this somewhat, and then it would come back to Councilmember Rue's committee, at which point those of us who wish to and anybody else could go and make comments, and then finally back to City Council for
vote. At some point, we would move to write a letter to the committee or to a council member to open up a council file to make these recommended changes.
That would be
the action we would need to take. Like us saying, yeah, we support these amendments wouldn't mean that they all of a sudden
would happen. Yeah, we would have to send a communication, presumably to Councilmember Rue, asking him to please open a council file and move from there. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. We have public comment. Actually, Wayne was first and then General Jeff.
While it's coming up, I would just recommend, Len, if you're making some changes, I would just, if there's a way to highlight what's changed as well, not just in italics, that might also help to clarify just what is the proposed change.
Okay, I'll bold them.
There you go. That works.
So when you're pronouncing his name wrong, it's woo! So that's the way you're supposed to say his name. Now, an E you got to get rid of on the second to last line, subdivision, and the, you have to put a 4 in front of the word commission. Strike out the last 4 in front of approval of the bylaws, so it reads, the department shall forward the bylaws for any neighborhood council that is being subdivided for commission approval of the bylaws. Got it all mixed up. That's what happens, you know, when you work with Herb Wesson, you know, your learning skills are on the decline. Yeah, because it's not very artfully drafted, you know. It shall be subdivided commission for approval of the bylaws. Doesn't sound very good. All right, other than that, whoever put this together, I wonder who it is, Schaefer, you did a good job. When you do a good job, I say so, you know. And I hope you're going to give Skid Row a retroactive approval. I think that's in order. I think you screwed Skid Row. Here's your chance to undo it.
Thank you. General?
Thank you, Commissioners. General Jeff Skid Row, I too have a proposed language amendment. That would be 13C in the fourth line where it says, commission shall hold a meeting within the proposed subdivision. I believe boundaries should be added there. Shall hold a meeting within the proposed subdivision boundaries. Thank you.
Where was what?
Say it again.
13C in the fourth line. Commission shall hold a meeting within the proposed subdivision boundaries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that was already part of it. I see what he's talking about. Okay. I got that one.
Okay.
On that, Commissioner Lippman, on that note, I would say that it probably might need to say, shall hold a special meeting, because I assume we would have to schedule an additional meeting.
I think meeting is sufficient. We would obviously do it as a special meeting.
Right.
But it would be a meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions or issues about item number 13?
All I can ask is that if the commissioners will make their neighborhood councils aware, it did go out in the GM's report. I think it's going to go out again in the GM's report. And we'd love to get input, if there is any input.
That's right. We wanted to discuss having it at a couple of more meetings.
I think it would be wise to have it at a couple more, yeah.
All right. Any suggestion on that?
I mean, Commissioner Lippman, I would agree, but I think this, you know, this feels like it's right-ish, and that we shouldn't have more than, like, we should try to pass this by not the next meeting, but the following meeting.
Well, yeah, I would look for the next field meeting.
So we have a meeting coming up at City Hall, and then we have another field meeting. So we have, that would be the next two meetings. So by that next field meeting, hopefully we could have something definitive that we can propose. Okay. All right. I guess during this time, then we'll be sure that this is on the agenda for the next two meetings, so that the public can know. That they can come and comment. All right. And I guess, and then Ms. Lou, you'll put it in your report.
All done.
Yes, I have put it in. Once I get the updated version from Commissioner Schaefer, I can also include it, if I can get it this week, I can also include it in our report back on subdivision policy to City Council. We are going to ask City Council to move quickly on this, because if elections have been pushed, then I would like to reopen subdivision applications as early as October.
I think the one that I sent you was the updated version.
After today, tonight?
Oh, after tonight's, no. No, we got that. And I've still got to get one.
Yeah, I have a question. That's what I was confused on, because I know that you had been talking to City Council about subdivision, and I knew it had to do with the election. So are we still on a right time frame to say that we need to have public hearings for the next two meetings, or should we...
I think it would depend on how quickly City Council acts on it. They may wait to see what the commission says. And, you know, the timing of subdivision, if we were to get it in sync with the 2019 elections, I do have to open the application process, hopefully by the end of October at the very latest. Even if I end up having to open it under the old subdivision policy, and hopefully this takes effect and we'll be able to make the switch.
Okay, so we'll keep it on schedule for the next two meetings, and then maybe we can find out from City Council when they might actually start discussing it. Okay. All right, we're on to the next item, number 14. Discussion and possible action to draft a letter in support to Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council Committees regarding CF 15-1022-S2. I need a refresher course. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. And I apologize.
No.
This is the council file for the elections.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you put elections in there? Then I would have known. Okay.
You already did it, though.
All right. Thank you. I apologize for that. I wanted to see elections. Okay.
So I can provide some context on this one.
Yeah.
Let's see, Commissioner Lippman. This is the council file that originally started out relative to online neighborhood council elections, but has expanded to election outreach and funding in general. The department submitted a report based on a motion last year on elections,
and including a number of recommendations, and then the city clerk also provided a report, and we created an ad hoc committee to kind of discuss this. And then the most recent action was the Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council Committee with the new chair met and came up with a series of recommendations for council action. Those are scheduled for September 26th. And so I wanted to bring those recommendations, and I don't have copies, but I will read out what the recommendations are to the board with the idea of coming up with a consensus on whether or not we draft a letter on those recommendations to share with City Council in advance of their meeting on September 26th, with a sense of the commission in terms of that vote, and if we and so we have so this meeting really is just do we take action, and then the next meeting I'll present a letter which we can take action on. So these are the recommendations for council action from the Health, Education, Neighborhood Council Committee. So the number one is request the city attorney to prepare and present the appropriate ordinances to change neighborhood council elections conducted by the city clerk to odd number years beginning in 2019, include any necessary language for a one-time extension of terms from 2018 to 2019. Number two, instruct the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to A, provide stipulation sheets to all neighborhood councils with an option to hold selections in 2018 if the neighborhood council chooses to do so. B, convene a working group of interested neighborhood council members to provide recommendations for the 2019 elections, including discussion of online voting efficacy, online voting security, online voting documentation, effective candidate recruitment outreach methods and tools, tailoring outreach to specific neighborhoods, timing of elections, outreach funding, voting age, ballot types, stakeholder status definition, and other topics deemed to be crucial to running an effective 2019 election. Number three, request the neighborhood councils to amend their bylaws if necessary to effectuate the change of the neighborhood council elections from 2018 to 2019. Number four, instruct the city administrative officer to report on the funding necessary to enable EmpowerLA to begin the neighborhood council election outreach process in September 2017. Number five, instruct the city clerk and EmpowerLA in consultation with the city attorney to develop guidelines for the processing and security of neighborhood council voter registration information. Number six, instruct the city clerk and EmpowerLA to review and modify the online voter registration and voting system for future online neighborhood council elections. Number seven, authorize the city clerk to use up to $250,000 in funds appropriated for fiscal year 2017-18 neighborhood council elections for the online build-out setup of the remaining 46 neighborhood councils and any online voting-related hardware software if online elections are to be offered in fiscal year 2018-19. Number eight, instruct the city clerk to work with the CAO on transferring, reverting the remaining balance to the proper location. And number nine, authorize the department to use funds appropriated for 2017-18 neighborhood council election outreach this fiscal year in preparation for neighborhood council elections in fiscal year 2018-19. So those are the recommendations that the committee is forwarding to council for action on the 26th. So do we want to do public comment now, or do you want to have a discussion?
Well, you just presented it. We just.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just commenting that we just presented it tonight, so we probably have to have a public comment at another meeting. We can have it tonight. We can at every meeting we can have it, but I think we have to probably go. When are they voting on it again?
September 26th. So what we could do as a commission is we could write a letter as a sense of the commission of, you know, we support, if we wanted to, we support these recommendations, and add any concerns that we might have with these recommendations. You know, and we've discussed, and obviously this is, you know, we have two new commissioners, so I wanted to let them engage, but, you know, there's been some concerns expressed about the elections, the timing. So we can, but I do think that we have an opportunity to weigh in on this and pass a sense of the commission before neighborhood council, before the city council meets. And if we do pass something next at our next meeting, which is the 18th or 19th, it means that we could set up meetings with one or two or three members of city council to state our position on it. So I think it's a good opportunity for us to engage, because this is going to have a huge impact on neighborhood councils. Mm-hmm. So that's
Commissioner Schaefer. Well, let me go first then.
I was just that last comment about meetings with city council members. Did you have someone specific in mind? Certainly not the three members of the committee.
No. Okay. No.
Whomever we think would be open to a meeting. But, you know, we can't meet as a commission with city council members or their staff unless we sort of have a position of the commission, correct? I mean, we've done this in the past, when we've sort of said this is our
we've also written a letter to all the council members.
Yes,
that would be another,
which we can do.
Yeah,
I mean, we can write a letter. We should write a letter.
Should,
what
yeah,
I'm,
yeah,
what I'm saying write. Is we should write a letter. What I'm suggesting is we should write a letter that says the sense of the Board of Neighborhood Commissions is that we support these recommendations, and if there are any concerns that. And I can draft that letter, and it could be a pretty simple letter of we support those recommendations, these recommendations. Or if commissioners would suggest things that they say, you know, I think they might want to massage this or change that, then we can include that in the letter and discuss it at the next meeting.
Commissioner Atkinson, just... I always want to think we should do information for the new members, just in case. They're trying to simplify the process, and there's been a lot of discussion about doing these elections in 2019. But there are several neighborhood councils who are concerned about that, who would like to have their elections earlier. But when you count up, it's only about a half a dozen. And so that's why they're going to be discussing, I believe, with this council file, with this particular ordinance, whether there's an exception to the rule and whether those smaller or fewer neighborhood councils could go ahead and have their elections because they just had one.
An election.
Well.
Selection.
Selection. Okay.
And the reason this came up, right, and Gracie, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the city council elections got moved to even years, but based on the voter approved initiative, and the city clerk said, "Well, we can't hold elections for neighborhood councils and for city council at the same time, and city council takes precedence, so you have to go to odd years." Mm-hmm. So this created a dilemma of, well, do we just how do we resolve that issue? And so this is how city, and this was based on feedback that the department solicited from neighborhood councils. They were asked to comment on it, and the sense of the chair of the committee was, well, if we push it back a year, it allows us the opportunity to create a working group who can address, and this was the language in Section B, convene a working group to discuss some of the challenges related to, or some of the outstanding issues related to online voting, outreach, timing, funding, voter age, ballot type, stakeholder status definitions, and other items deemed crucial to running an effective 2019 election. So it gave a little bit of breathing room, though not much, to help address some of those issues. So that's a little bit more context.
Yeah, Commissioner Wiebe?
Well, first I'd like to thank Commissioner Lippman, and I think that where we started with the ad hoc committee some time ago and where you've taken us now with this information is quite important, and I think that it is essential that we go forward. A number of the things that we have heard over the past year plus are now, fortunately, on the list here, and things that are important to be addressed, things that we have heard from various stakeholders and neighborhood councils. And at this point, I understand that we need to leave it for another day as far as taking any sort of vote or recommendation. But at this point, it doesn't appear to have anything other than what we've already heard from the stakeholders and the representatives of Neighborhood Council Board. So it seems like an important thing to continue to go forward with. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have a question, Commissioner Avakian. The stakeholder status part, so my question is, does each neighborhood council decide for themselves what their definition of a stakeholder is, or does that happen on this level or at city council? Because this is a hot topic in my own neighborhood council, and I'm very interested in how that process works.
Madam President, may I? Some time ago, this commission asked for the ability to take on the thankless job of trying to define ongoing and substantial, which applies to the community interest stakeholder. The city attorney has drafted an ordinance, a proposed ordinance, almost a year ago, I think, and that has not come up before a committee for discussion and moving it on to the city council. So as it stands, stakeholder is defined by the charter as those who live, work, and own property, and it was refined by the city council to say real property, and also as one who can claim an ongoing and substantial interest in the community, but nobody really knows what substantial and ongoing is. So we have asked for permission to work on it, and nothing has happened as yet. So the answer to your question actually is no. that's the short answer. And we'd really like to get to a situation where neighborhood councils in their bylaws could perhaps choose those persons other than lives, works, and owns property who they would consider stakeholders, much like Chatsworth does when they say those who board horses within Chatsworth are stakeholders. And so that's where it is at this point.
So are we going to have like further actions to maybe start working on pursuing
that
definition?
If Councilmember Wu, as chair of the committee that oversees neighborhood council now, chooses to agendize it, it would come to a vote of his committee. Yes or no, it goes to the city council with a recommendation, yes, no, here's our changes, etc. until such time as that happens or it's waived out of committee by Councilmember Rue. It does not go to the City Council, therefore the ordinance is not approved, and therefore this commission can do nothing.
Sorry, one last question. So the way it is, each neighborhood council has their own definition.
No.
Well, like Chatsworth, your example.
No, no.
The additional community stakeholders.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did this. They put that stakeholder definition in when the original definition was lives, works, or owns property, and the plan said, and may also include, and it rattled off a whole bunch of things. Mm. And they use the may also include, but right now they also consider that somebody who boards horses does have a substantial and ongoing interest, and I guess so far the clerk's office has agreed with them that that is substantial and ongoing, but neighborhood councils may not define for themselves what are substantial and ongoing. Only the city council can do that, or the city council can give that authority to some other body, such as this body, then they can affirm that or disaffirm it and go from there. But no, neighborhood councils can't all by themselves.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify.
And the reality, and this is Commissioner Lippman, was that because city council didn't say what substantial and ongoing meant, and because we didn't say it, the department had to make that, and the city clerk had to make that determination sometimes at the ballot box. And so what I think Councilman Rue, and I don't want to speak for him, but what I sense from this motion, this recommendation, is that this working group, which would consist of possibly neighborhood council members, possibly others who work with neighborhood councils, possibly Wayne Spindler, I don't know. I was making a joke. But it would work to come up with an idea, creative ideas on how to resolve this issue and who would resolve this issue, and make those recommendations back to this committee, because so far nobody seems to have the right answer. If there's a right answer.
There may be, but we won't talk about that right now. By the way, just for history, this all harkens back to the Neighborhood Council Review Commission from 2006 that, over objections of some of us, recommended some type of stakeholder that was a community interest type, and it's gone from there. So that's where it is.
So nothing is in writing or been proposed or the council file or anything like that, except that Councilman Rue knows that we're interested in that subject. All right. I have one public comment from General Jeff on number 14.
Let me. What?
Which one? You have something?
Yeah, there's a. The motion is discussion and possible action to draft a letter in support of. Is there, and before General Jeff gets up, is there any problem if a motion, because I would have no problem making a motion to the effect that we do draft a letter in support to the city council members to be presented for approval at our next meeting. And as a matter of fact, I would put forward that motion.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Is there a second? Is that a second?
Oh, I second.
We don't shake heads. We have to say, I second. Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Schaefer and seconded by Commissioner Avakian to have a letter drafted at the next meeting to possibly submit to the City Council.
I have a letter drafted, and that draft would be submitted at the next meeting.
To the City Council.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? Hold on. City Attorney has something to say.
Commissioner Schaefer, can you just clarify okay. your motion?
I know what you want me to do. I will clarify it. I would clarify it by saying a draft a letter in support of the recommendations made by the Health, Education, and Neighborhood Committee of the City Council.
As read.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. As conveyed to this commission by Commissioner Lippman of those, what were they, 10 or 11 recommendations?
They were nine.
Nine, okay. The nine recommendations that were made. Okay, I would clarify the motion in that way. Okay. Yeah, we have. You've got to.
Okay. I have a public comment from Wayne on this particular item.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What?
I didn't call on you.
No. Include outside of his 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. General Jeff's form was in first. I don't know why. I thought
he spoke.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. Good evening, commissioners. My name is General Jeff from Skid Row. I think that it is unfair to the new commissioners to take a vote on this tonight. This is a highly contentious item, and to expect two new commissioners to vote on something that's highly contentious, with, you know, immediately at their first meeting, that's not due process. They cannot. You know, for them to abstain would be disingenuous to the constituents that they represent. And also, I think that this board should actually submit for it a letter asking the City Council to table their this item beyond September 26th to give the new commissioners and this full board the opportunity. You know, we're talking about less than 30 days. They're not even up to speed yet. They have a lot of questions. It's good to ask questions, specifically about a lot of issues and items in here. For instance, they don't even know about the issues that we had that exist, we the people have with online voting. You know, obviously in 2016, you would think everyone knows about the Studio City Neighbor Council fiasco here, and also with Skid Row, with our subdivision election, there were multiple groups with multiple issues. One is that there were people that registered for our subdivision election, and they got confirmation that they were eligible to vote, but they never got their PIN number to actually vote online. Dunn's only resolve was, we'll just show up at the polling place that day and that's it. There are other people that were they were pre-registered as far as Downtown Extension Neighborhood Council's election, and they also got confirmation, but they didn't get a PIN number. Those are two different issues. Also, I conclude with the fact that Everyone Counts is the third-party vendor that has a significant financial stake in this specific agenda item, and they offered a letter into the council file. They should not even be speaking on this. There are a lot of multiple concerns. I can go on and on and on, but for the sake of time, this item not only needs to be tabled today, but a letter needs to go forth to tell City Council to table this, get this thing right, because it's highly contentious. The new commission needs to go back to their constituents, and let's this whole board needs to go back to its constituents, and let's vet this thing out properly. Thank you.
So he that's the end. Now Wayne has, according to Mario, Wayne's already spoken, plus the one which is the public comment, therefore he's out of time.
I thought they could speak to the public comment.
No, he gets to speak a total of multiple items.
Yeah, but
plus 3 minutes for the general. So and apparently he's already spoken his 5 minutes on.
But it's okay.
Oh, he's had.
Hold on a minute, Wayne.
Which items? He spoke to three.
Less than 30 days.
Three, each one. That's 5 minutes. That's five separate items. So he's done.
Okay. So, Mr. Spindler.
Yep. Good.
You've spoken on.
Yes.
your limit of items, for your, oops, what for your it? Limited number of times. You doesn't, spoke 5 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't the Brown Act open it up?
And then.
Because it introduces a motion.
Yeah,
because the Brown Act opens it up because he issued a new motion.
No, it was already there. The
new motion.
The motion is right there. It's right under there to draft a letter.
So.
All right.
Okay, so 14, discussion passed. Okay, so.
Give him 1 minute.
Discuss it.
All right. Come on.
All right. So I present here a draft
minute.
Of what.
1 minute.
A draft of what the letter should look like. It should say, "Dear Scumbags and Councilmember David Rue." So you want to make sure, because Herb Wesson's on that committee. So, and the others, they're all scumbags except David Rue. "Dear Scumbags and Councilmember David Rue, no online voting, please. Thank you." And then all you have to do is sign it. And then it's ready to deliver first. So I'm going to introduce this exhibit that took me a long time to make. So appreciate that. And remember, Herb Wesson is a scumbag, but David Rue is not. Thank you.
Brief response. Brief response.
Commissioner Littman.
Go ahead, then.
I just wanted to. First of all, give my appreciation to General Jeff because he's been a tireless advocate on this issue, and I really appreciate that. What I would say, generally, and for the new commissioners, but everyone here, is that this, and the reason we put this on the agenda specifically as Council File 15-1022-S2 is because this has been a motion since actually June of last year. And there's been 23 community impact statements submitted by neighborhood councils, mostly because we've been pushing both at BONC but also through the department to tell neighborhood councils to comment on this. And, you know, I put together sort of a matrix that we presented at one of our meetings of where people were on a variety of issues. And he's right. A lot of these issues are controversial. And there's still a lot of decisions and issues that need to be resolved, but in my mind my sense of it, and I encourage everybody to go and read through all the council files that were submitted, the community impact statements, because you'll get a sense of what 23 out of 97 neighborhood councils submitting a community impact statement. I think that might be a record for a council file, to be honest, right? I mean, that's probably the most we've had for one council file of any. So I do feel like there has been a lot of comment out there and statements submitted, and I encourage the other commissioners to read through those before we take action. But I do think after reading through those, after considering how controversial some of this is, that this is how we move forward and move forward on the election in general, but also the issues of voting, online voting, registration, community stakeholder status. So I definitely appreciate your point, and I do think that in terms of public comment, there's been a lot, and there will be more. So,
which one of these numbers dealt with online voting?
Brief comment
with regards to the last speaker. That's why it would be a draft letter, so that all commissioners would be allowed to read. No, excuse me, speaker before last. Sorry, General Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. To General Jeff's comment, that's why it would be a draft letter allowing all commissioners time to review things and then discuss the letter at the next meeting.
Picture, though.
A discussion.
You can get it after the meeting.
Is there any by other commissioners?
Does anybody have any other questions regarding this? Yes, Commissioner.
Commissioner Regalado. General Jeff, I really want to compliment you on your comments, because earlier in the meeting we made a specific point about the importance of civic engagement. And in the spirit of civic engagement. I feel that we have some changes that the letter has been identified that should be, we should be able to see what that letter looks like. I should like to be able to, as a new commissioner, be able to take it back to our neighborhood councils with these new things. And I truly believe that this would be an impossibility, especially getting it for those neighborhood councils who would like to take it before their own groups, to be able to do it within the next X amount of days. I think we would not be able to get some comments for those who would like to comment to be able to do that in the time frame that we're talking about. I would like to suggest that we do have that extra time to be able to take it back, look at it, review the letter as is, and take it back for comment for our neighborhood councils to review and also comment should they decide, which would require more than 30 days, to be honest with you.
Commissioner Atkinson, and I may be wrong on procedure because we're talking about a lot of dates and deadlines and talking about the committee coming up on the 26th. But this is going to go longer than the 26th, I believe, because it comes out of committee, it goes to city council. It kind of goes back and forth. You know, it's never clean when you do a piece, an ordinance. It goes back and forth, and I'm just guessing that the 26th is not the final date. Now, of course, I may be wrong. Maybe they are in a hurry, but I don't think they are. I mean, I just don't think that it's possible for a final decision. I just think that we should still keep to our timeline. I think it would be good to have a draft letter, though, and if it's legal, before our next meeting for the commissioners to see. But can they share with their neighborhood council? I guess that's my question. But I would hope that maybe Commissioner Lippman could draft the letter because he started it already anyway, and then send it to and have the commissioners see it ahead of time.
Commissioner Lippman, I'll draft a letter. I will say, I mean, this was originally scheduled for tomorrow.
Right.
And they pushed it back to the 26th. Who knows what will happen, but part of the recommendations are to ask the city attorney to prepare and present the appropriate ordinances to change neighborhood council elections to odd number years. So that means that if this is passed, these recommendations, then the city attorney's office is going to have to turn around and write an ordinance, which will then have to get resubmitted to city council and passed at city council. So there are multiple sort of opportunities to see this come up again. So I think the best thing we can do is I'll draft something up. We'll take a look at it at the next meeting. If we want to move it forward, we can move it forward. If we want to table it, we can table it. If we want to move it forward, but say we want comments first before we finalize it, we can figure that out, I think. But I guess it's hard to do unless we have something right on the table. So, but that's kind of the timing with it all.
If may I clarify? The motion was, in fact, and just to draft a letter.
Right.
That's all we're really talking about.
Right. Okay.
If everybody agrees that day that this is a letter that should go out, that's fine. If not, it doesn't.
Can you do it ahead of time? To the commissioners?
I'll do my darndest, yeah. I'll work on it.
All right. I have another card on this agenda item. Mr. Burke?
Thank you, Commissioner Atkinson. My name is Damian Burke. I'm the chair of the Hollywood Studio District Neighborhood Council. When this item came before our bylaws committee, the bylaws committee recommended the Hollywood Studio District Board is adamantly in favor of combining the the neighborhood council elections with the city council elections in order to increase turnout and increase awareness. I understand that everybody says this is impossible, and maybe it is, but I wanted to express that since I won't be here. I wanted to make sure that the commission understands that. Turnout in the neighborhood council elections, especially the Hollywood Studio District, we had, I believe, 60 voters in our last election. It is pathetic. We can't do our jobs if people don't know we exist. People don't come out and vote for our board. And having the election be combined with the city elections, with the state elections, with the federal elections, would go a long way towards that. And if it is all possible for the city clerk's office, and I believe they can do miracles, I know the Hollywood City District Board feels strongly that that's what they should do. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Quick comment?
Point of clarification, I'll comment. Having been involved in politics for a long time, I had a concern about the combining of all of the voting together with city, state, and local elections, and what a lot of statistics find that as voters go to vote downline, they stop voting after they vote for the top ones. Mm-hmm. And you can't guarantee a turnout, and you can't guarantee how many people are going to actually vote. Because they actually study it and they find that people just after the top races, they just start falling off unless it's something that they really know and are interested in. So it's kind of hard to say that combining the election is really going to make it better for neighborhood councils. And that was a big debate before this last ordinance passed. And I'm still ambivalent about whether it really helps or not, but that's just a clarification on a little bit of reading that I had done and studies on voter turnout, and it's not necessarily improve voter turnout, but that's just for clarification purposes.
Comments?
Yes.
For me, this is deja vu all over again, as the man said, because after the Neighborhood Council Review Commission in 2006, the recommendation was that the clerk take over the voting. And at that time, the clerk said, we can't allow neighborhood council elections in even years because of the city elections. And therefore, everybody has to change to odd years. So we are right back where we were quite a few years ago.
And I would just say, Commissioner Levin, I'm a big fan of this idea. I was pushing at my neighborhood council, and when we asked the city clerk about it, they basically said that because when they do elections, you do elections by precincts, right? And each precinct has a voting booth or voting booth essentially, and neighborhood council boundaries are whatever a neighborhood council decides, that it would just physically be impossible to figure out, you know, we ever go to a voting booth and like, you're on the yellow table, you're on the green table, you're on the blue table. I mean, the iterations would just be too many. And so that's what I was told. But I agree. The city clerk can do the impossible, which is run an election twice a year, every other year for hundreds of thousands of people. That seems pretty impossible if you think about it, but you know, that's what they told me. So let's keep pushing the idea, but and maybe someday that item will come to pass, but today it doesn't seem like the day, unfortunately.
Can I comment on this as well? Gracie Lee, Manager, Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. Another reason, too, is because neighborhood councils have nearly 3,000 candidates that must be vetted. So if you're thinking about the timeline for city clerk to actually vet all of those candidates at the same time as, you know, a municipal election, it's very difficult for them. Ironically, the only way, I think, given what Commissioner Lippman said, which is also true, in terms of the boundaries and the districts and the types of stakeholders, the only way that they could possibly do this would be to have online voting available at the precincts where they could just go to a pad and go ahead and do that. That would be literally the only way that they could make that happen.
I would say, oh no, I'm not going to say anything anymore. I'm done.
No more discussion?
Too much history.
No more discussion. Maybe we get wrong.
Yeah, we can. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, the motion is there and seconded.
Okay. Who seconded? Who seconded?
Commissioner Avakian.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Avakian. Okay. So it's been moved.
Want me to restate the motion?
Okay.
I'll restate the motion, and that is the motion is to have a draft letter in support of the 9 recommendations read by Commissioner Lippman from the Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council Committee. Is that Neighborhood Council or Council? Oh, well, nothing. Committee presented to the commission at our next meeting.
And it was seconded by Commissioner Wiebe. So, all in favor, raise your hand. Okay, it was unanimous. Thank you very much. The vote was
just for the record, the vote.
Okay, I'm sorry. For the record, the motion to draft a letter in support of the Health, Education, and Neighborhood Council Committee, Council File 15-1022-S2, has passed unanimously. Okay. Thank you. All right. Number 15, we have public comment and discussion regarding recommendations to the commission related to neighborhood council funding. And as a reminder, the issue came up, especially in when we certified this very small Herman Neighborhood Council, with which that neighborhood has like 35,000 people in it. And then the discussion became, well, does every neighborhood council deserve to get the same money, if they are a lot smaller? Should they get more if they're a lot bigger? And so there's been some lengthy discussion on funding. There's no council file on this, though, is there?
No.
But so we were going to form a working group, wasn't it?
Yeah, now we've got all our commissioners, so.
Yeah, what we had discussed was forming a working group of neighborhood councils, a certain number from each of our areas, from each of our regions, and we were waiting for our new commissioners before we actually formed the working group to talk about funding. And I, was it, how many members?
There's 12 regions, yes. Yeah, there's 12 regions.
Yeah,
okay.
12
regions,
yeah.
12 regions, and 2 from each region.
Okay.
Chosen by the commissioners, and those where a region was shared by 2 commissioners, each would pick 1, so that we would have a total of 24. There's some shared regions, yeah.
Oh.
So that we would end up with, there are a couple of shared regions, as I recall.
I didn't know that.
Maybe not. There may not be. There's some shared neighborhood councils, but maybe there's not some shared region. I'd have to look. But in any event, much like what we did with the working groups back in 2013, we would ask for self-nominations. The commissioners could get the information out. I've already made a note to myself, along with emailing them the neighborhood councils. They can e-blast, get their regions, and perhaps with the help of the department, get some type of place where those persons who want to self-nominate could respond.
So anyway, there's 12 regions, and there's 2, we would have 2 people from each region, so
yeah.
There's 24. And so whatever region, like I have 9 and 10. No, that's my city council. So I have South LA, so I would pick 2 people from the area. Okay.
Now, you got more than 1 region, election region, I think.
I have city councils.
Yeah, but I think how many election regions are on the south side?
South?
Yeah.
Regions 9 and 10?
Regions 9 and 10? Okay, both regions. Yeah, those are the election regions.
Yeah.
So you've got 9 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, like I say, with the help of the department, we can set up a place where people can respond with regards to who they're, what region they're in, and then commissioners could get together with staff and come up with some names and find out if those people would want to, and then we could have, we figured perhaps four or maximum five meetings of this working group.
Is this ad hoc that lasts only for a certain amount of time?
It would be an ad hoc. It's a working group. It is Brown acted. Usually you have one commissioner that facilitates. They're not a voting member or anything else. They're just there. And
So we'll draft something and send out to the commissioners about the council, about the ad hoc committee or the working group or whatever, the working group on funding, and explain the procedure. And hopefully we can get a timeline together on that when we name these everybody to the working group. If this is, hopefully we can get the information out before the next meeting. We can get the information out before the next meeting, and then you would have time for the next meeting at our next area meeting to present some names for the funding committee. So we're still talking about two meetings. Okay. All right. So we'll get that information out as soon as possible. Okay. Number 16, discussion and possible action regarding Board of Neighborhood Commissioners newsletter. That's Mr. Lipman. Mm-hmm. You got some information on when you're going to have the next newsletter done?
I've drafted it. I could read the draft. If
the draft goes to the city attorney and to Dunn?
No.
Does somebody have to okay it?
We would okay it.
Lee Sudden, deputy city attorney, has a draft been provided for anyone to see?
No, sorry, I didn't get my myself together.
I would recommend perhaps putting it on the next agenda so it could be Brown Act compliant.
Okay,
that was the question. So
all right,
it'll be on the next agenda item.
Okay, so we'll table it.
Hopefully, with some information that goes into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number 17. Commission business, comment from the commissioners on subject matters within the board's jurisdiction. Has anybody been doing anything in their area that they want to discuss?
Well, I would just note on this item and on the previous item is that for the new commissioners is that we send out a newsletter on behalf of the commission, and because it goes out on our behalf, we have to approve it. However, that being said, as a individual commissioner, we regularly, communicate with our group of neighborhood councils within our commission region about what is upcoming on our agenda, or if we're going to be at a certain thing like Congress or an upcoming event, or just simply send me your ideas or feedback. That being said, if you wanted to, say, send the draft subdivision policy, or the fact that we passed a motion saying we're going to draft a letter on this council file, I'm happy to share those details. But you are welcome to communicate with you're welcome to communicate with anyone you wish as an individual. But some of us have communicated with our particular region as, like, hey, I'm the commissioner, and this is what we do. And I'm sure you show up as well, or you've been to some of the regional alliance meetings as well.
Just for clarification, though, just to be clear on our newsletter, it's not just an opinion editorial section. It's the newsletter was to get out to our constituents what we had done at our commission meeting. So it wasn't that, we could speak extemporaneously on what we thought. It's just a report so that they know what's happening at the commission. So we have to be very careful when we say, you know, write what you want to write. It has to be based on what we passed at the commission hearing. Okay, and it's just a matter of sharing that information. And, you know, a good example would be a lot of the stuff that we discussed tonight, you know, that we're going to draft a letter that, you know, talks about the election and, you know, what we're going to do, that sort of thing. Okay, so I just want to be sure that everybody doesn't get into their personal, you know, personal belief system. All right. Mr. Schaefer, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'm just going to say yes. Based on what Commissioner Lippman said, if possible, I recommend that commissioners go to the alliance or alliances, usually just a single alliance within their area. I know that I normally go to the Valley Alliance, and there is an agenda item on the Valley Alliance for comment from the commission or commissioners who are there. I encourage all of the commissioners to be there on Saturday, this coming Saturday, bright and early, 7:30 in the morning for breakfast. It's, if you've never been to one of the congresses, it's really a top drawer thing, and a lot of people will be there. And last but not least, I'm hoping that at the next meeting of the Emergency Preparedness Alliance that I've been facilitating, that we'll have everything in order, and we'll be going out to, as I say, proselytize the neighborhood councils throughout the city to start working on organizing their committees their communities for emergency preparedness. There was a very interesting article in the Times with regards to whether or not what happened in Texas was a wake-up call for Los Angeles. The only problem that I have found is that all the departments have made wonderful plans to respond to emergencies, but they really haven't taken in the 4 million people that live in Los Angeles. Maybe 10% of the people in LA are prepared to be self-sufficient for somewhere between 7 and 14 days while the rest of the departments are busy doing things. So that's some of the things that we really have to concentrate on. But the committee, the alliance is moving forward. So, and if you get a chance, do stop by the emergency management department's table. They'd love to see the commissioners. They want to get the word out.
Commissioner Wiebe?
Okay. Are we on to the point where we're talking about things in general?
In general, what you've been doing or what you have a concern about.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that there are a couple of things that one of the Central Area Neighborhood Councils did recently that I found to be, I'm just sharing this as a positive practice, something that ended up being greater scope than I had imagined. It was to work in coordination with Assembly Member Richard Bloom in an annual backpack giveaway for young people who might not have the wherewithal to purchase their backpacks, and also school supplies along with new clothes for school and that sort of thing. But in attending, I found that it was far-reaching, or much more far-reaching than just that, with eye exams and information from Department of Water and Power about electrical lines and what not to do should one happen to fall in your neighborhood. I mean, it was very hands-on, very educational. Athletic activities going on that kept the kids entertained. Great deal of outreach from most of the Hollywood area neighborhood council. So I found it to be a very positive thing, where I think my own limitation initially thought, well, this is something for an assembly member. Why is the neighborhood council participating? But I found it to be very productive. And likewise, a neighborhood council also put together a screening of P22, the puma who now lives in Griffith Park, and certainly thought that would be something that would bring the to Central Hollywood Neighborhood Council stakeholders out and young people who would be interested in learning about the Cougar. Well, it ended up being something that actually brought other neighborhood councils and activists from areas who are interested in wildlife, actual poison prevention. So, it was extremely well attended and very educational. So it was very nice to see, and also to see that there's also support for Sheila Krull's office is supporting the wildlife bridge that is needed in order to give these pumas access from the Santa Susana Mountains into an area where the males can find their appropriate territory and all of that. I mean, it's just interesting. So we are all connected. So I do want to give a huge thank you and shout out to our general manager, Gracie Liu, and everyone in the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment for putting on Civic U for the city family. It was fantastic. I had not had the opportunity to take it as a neighborhood council member, but I did take the opportunity to go, I guess it was last Monday, and to see the city, the council chamber just packed, and people sitting on either side of me, either commissioners or people from different city departments, and the information that was departed about how the city works, and just I thought I understand how the city works, but it was so enlightening, and the amount of information that we had, and then finding out that quite a few people within the city just didn't really know that much about neighborhood council. So it was wonderful for them to get up to speed about neighborhood councils, and then wonderful, opportunity to come together and talk and kind of meet the city family. It was just a very, very lovely experience. So I'm very happy to know that we are going to continue that in some way. But then, Gracie, you're going to help me here. What is the new title of the person that is coming in? It's in my notes.
Office of Civic Engagement? The Office of Civic
Engagement? Yes, that's it. I think that's going to be very powerful. So all of these connections, we are all connected in these wonderful ways. So thank you very much.
Then I'd like to comment. I heard that it was a really good day, too. When we were at City Council last week, when they were honored our neighborhood councils that we had honored last year, and when we talked about the exhibit that we had there, and we got a nice certificate from the City Council on what the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment has done. And I got to speak for a minute, but it reminds me of something you just said, in that I think the neighborhood council movement in the city of Los Angeles is an interesting concept, in that the city is so big, and they came up with a concept that said, let's cut it down to your local neighborhood and get people involved that way in civic engagement, because otherwise it's very hard in a city this large to get people involved in local politics. So you break it down into smaller groups. But what I find is we still have a lot more to do. And we, talk about Civic U, and the fact that city employees didn't know that much about neighborhood councils is appalling to me, to tell you the truth. I think we don't do enough training. We do outreach, and I've said this a million times, and Gracie knows, that we work our asses off to get people out to vote, to come and vote for their board of directors, but we don't care at all about how many people actually show up at a neighborhood council meeting, which could be, in some good neighborhood councils, it might be, a great day if it's a good subject, 50 or 100 members. In most of my neighborhood councils, if I see 30 people, I think that's great. So we have a lot of work to do where people need to know about neighborhood councils. The mayor, when he first became mayor, so it's been several years because now he's in his second term, and he did a hearing thing around the city about the budget. And so then you go, we went to a church and there were like 400 people there and they wanted to all participate in the budget discussion. And then some lady got up and said, oh, thank you, Mr. Thank you for, bringing this information. It was just some way we could give input. And I'm like thinking, that's why the neighborhood council is around, so you can give input. And so I went over and introduced myself to the lady, but and talked about the neighborhood council, and she was absolutely like shocked that something like that existed. And and I had only been on the commission a short time, but even I knew what the neighborhood council did before I got on the commission. So we have a lot of work to do, and we can certainly tout all the good stuff because there is good stuff, but we seem to want to ignore what we really need to be doing, and that is get more people involved. And I don't know how to do that with, lack of money, but we can certainly spend money on getting people out to elections. We hire people for election time, but we don't hire anybody to work on outreach to get people to neighborhood council meetings. We leave that up to neighborhood councils, and it's just like elections. I wouldn't leave all that up to neighborhood councils. They have their own best interests involved. Why would they have an election where they're going to have people run against them? Why would they do outreach and get people to come to an outreach meeting when they might turn on them? So it's something to discuss about leadership and how we increase outreach, and it's something that I harp on all the time, so this is nothing new. So I just thought I'd do it one more time. So thank you very much.
Commissioner Wehby, I agree with your points, and I understand everything that you're saying. I would just like to highlight that the positive that comes from people admitting what they don't know is that they're willing to learn. And I would say that coming from an educational perspective, we're always reteaching. And when we have people in the city family who are willing to come, over 200, and participate in something where they're willing to say, I'm not well educated about this, but teach me. I'm willing to spend the time and learn. I saw that as a positive, and I would hope that we can take that kind of energy and turn that to our neighborhood councils.
Okay.
And get them to come to Civic U and learn those sorts of things. Because I saw there was a lot of positive outcome from that, a lot of, aha, now I can. So, and I have the same frustration you've had as far as leadership, so I hope that a lot of the things that you've voiced over the years that we can address some of those things in the upcoming year and get more involvement, because I certainly agree with that. We would love to have more involvement. Thank you.
Anybody have anything else to say?
Just one thing.
One thing?
Yeah, two things. Welcome to the new commissioners.
Thank you.
And hope to see you at our meetings. And thing two, I would make a motion to adjourn.
Ooh, a second? All right. I think it's been seconded. I can't tell. I think I heard seconded twice.
I'll second it.
All right. It's been moved and seconded for adjournment. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Meeting is adjourned.
No cake. I'm talking about the neighborhood council today.
You got snacks. Want some cheese and crackers? Yeah, cheese and crackers.
Only one of the two showed up.
I'll take my cheese and
crackers. Maybe there are cookies here. I've got cookies.
I really wanted to laugh.
My cheese and crackers.
It's already been changed, but I'll make sure. If Mario's got it,
right?
I'll check with Mario.
Right?
Did you get his collection? I'll make sure I've already got them.
Take my cheese and crackers.
Okay.
There's some cookies over there, too?
Yes.
I'm taking my leftover cheese and crackers.
Yes.
Oh, I love Kit bars.
Cookies.
All the email trailer, he has all the bills.
Yeah.
What happened to Fig Newtons, man?
Like I say, first the bills came to the chicken.
Yeah, they were.
And then we got
they went the way of Twinkies.
But
not that far.
So interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? Where's the chocolate chip?
Build,